If you look down the edge of the exposure here, you can see a difference in the color. And that area right there that's in between is an ancient riverbed.
Chris Howe has been hunting fossils since he was five. It's something he did with his father, who taught him to read the landscape and identify locations where remains might have collected millions of years ago.
If you had something that would be deposited, it would be deposited in the riverbed, typically.
5 years ago, Howe was fossil hunting along this old riverbed near Lake Grapevine when he saw something unusual poking up through the loose, crumbling shale.
There was one little bone. A couple feet further away, there was another little bone. And that's all really you could see. And I didn't know what they were.
So Howe took the bones to paleontologist Tony Fiorillo, the curator of fossils at the new Perot Museum.
It was material you'd expect to see at the bottom of a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket. And you could have picked us up off the floor because we could recognize immediately that he had a fossil bird.
And not just any fossil bird. It was the oldest known bird ever found in North America, about 95 million years old. And it's a new species to boot.
This bird was living near the shoreline of an ocean body as opposed to a freshwater lake. There were some dinosaurs that were roaming somewhere on the landscape. It looks very modern, but it's not related to modern birds because you'll see teeth in the bill of this and you'll see some fingers and claws on the wings.
Fiorillo says the four fossil bones didn't make an impressive display, so he and others worked with an artist to carve a mostly wooden replica of the prehistoric bird. It's on display in the new Perot Museum in a hall that may surprise you with the number of impressive fossils from North Texas. A shallow ocean once covered this area, leaving a treasure trove of fossils behind. Fiorillo credits amateur paleontologists with some of the most fascinating finds.
We have a beautiful Edaphosaurus skeleton against the wall that is actually from up around Wichita Falls. It was found by a couple of amateurs and donated to the museum. One of them was a former school teacher, and the other is a now retired harpist for the Dallas Opera Symphony. We have this beautiful Tylosaurus skeleton, which was found on the shores of Lake Ray Hubbard. And then we've got Tenontosaurus, which is the first Texas dinosaur skeleton ever mounted anywhere in the world, and that comes from Wise County.
Fiorillo says our understanding of the prehistoric world owes much to amateur fossil hunters, though only a few like Howe can point to new species that bear their names. The bird he found is Flexomornis howei. Flexomornis for its unique flexed shoulder, howei in honor of its collector, Chris Howe.
It's pretty cool. My dad got me into collecting fossils, and his dream was to find a new species of animal. He wasn't able to find a new species, and he really wanted to, and then I was able to, and so he got to kind of live vicariously.
Digging up the past is a family passion Howe now shares with his two sons.
What I like to do best is just find one spot and start digging.
8-year-old David hopes to someday have his big discovery exhibited next to his dad's. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.